Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
To make it good, to make it pretty, you need, even with people helping you, it still works.
Designer Dennis Basso's kindergarten teacher told his parents he should be pointed in the direction of fashion because of his amazing sense of color and style. At the young age of 7, Basso drew his first fashion sketch. It was a stick figure, a bride wearing a wedding gown, which he priced at $500,000. Maybe he was on to something. Today, Dennis has been hailed by both celebrity and private clients for his glamorous collections of evening wear, ready-to-wear, bridal gowns, accessories, and even home goods. After almost 40 years in the business, Dennis remains enthusiastic and focused on the future of fashion. I am so happy my friend Dennis could join me here today to talk about his amazing career, how it evolved, and more. Welcome to my podcast.
I'm so happy to be here, Martha. Oh, my God, after all of these years, I mean, we've been friends for, I bet you, over 30 years.
Wow.
It's been a long journey.
It has been. And
fun.
And a lot's happened to you, a lot's happened to me, but
right.
Today we're talking about Dennis Basso. Dennis now has a beautiful atelier on Madison Avenue and, is it 69th Street?
69th Street.
Yep. And he is still selling some of the most beautiful clothing offered in New York City and elsewhere. And you're still making how many appearances on QVC?
I'm on tonight, actually, and I'm on tomorrow. I'm on all the time.
Hundreds of times a year, because people really enjoy not only hearing him describe his fabulous offerings, but they also enjoy him, and they really have had success wearing and using his products. So all of that, I mean, it's very admirable, really admirable.
I mean, it's the journey for me has been fun, because you don't know along the way who you're going to meet and where it's going to take you.
Right.
And I'm never sitting on my laurels ever. Focused on what tomorrow. What could we do tomorrow?
Right.
I mean, you would think we were 40.
You, I know. I'm still building a business.
Right.
What sparked your passion for fashion in the first place?
You know, I always loved pretty things, beautiful things. I was a little boy. I think you know how some people, some men or women as children, have an interest in science or the outdoors. And I was just, I always grabbed.
Or trucks.
Well, yes.
Or dinosaurs.
Yeah, that wasn't for me. They begged me to go outside and play. And I was like, no way. I am not going outside to play. I want to stay in the house. I mean, I would actually say to my mother, can I stay in the house? I'll dust.
Really?
Yeah, I loved being a man.
Did you have siblings?
No siblings.
I was an only child. Oh, that helps.
That helps, and you know. It was fun. I like it. I mean, you know, just apropos to one thing, it was Christmas time to this time of the year, and I was a little sad. All of my friends have brothers and sisters, and I'm at home, and my mother, I said to my mother, you know, Mom, I'm really sad. I want a brother or sister. And she snapped back with, and she said, you know, you see that tree over there? I said, yes. She said, you see all those presents? She said, all those presents are for you. She said, if there were more kids here, you'd be dividing those presents.
Oh, so
up.
She made you.
I shut right up.
She made you a selfish little boy.
Exactly,
right away.
Right from the beginning. I loved Pretty Things, and I was very involved with my mother and her friends and her sisters, and they were sort of glamorous women of that time in the late 50s and 60s. And I just thought, I love that. I loved watching those movies. I mean, I was watching these old movies with Barbara Stanwyck and Ava Gardner and Betty Davis, and they were all dressed up.
Some of the most beautiful women that ever were
and
in
clothes.
The movies.
And
Ava Gardner.
Sit there and think, where are those people? At 7, I want you to find those people. Mm-hmm. I found them. I'm sitting here with one right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you certainly did. When did you get to Madison Avenue?
So about 20 years ago, we realized that the day of the 7th Avenue first showroom was sort of becoming passé. People were moving out. People were retiring. You know, most of the fur people's sons didn't want to just be in their father's business. Like, I didn't want to be in the produce business. I wanted my own thing. So all of those companies sort of, so I said, we need to get out of here. And we came uptown and opened up my first store on 65th Street in Madison Avenue.
How great.
And that opening was amazing. Everybody came from Liza Minnelli and Patti LaBelle and Joan Collins and Jackie, her sister. Yes, I mean, it was amazing that people were spilling out onto the street and Patti LaBelle and
all wearing those
Katie
luxurious.
Martha Stewart, okay?
That's right.
It was like an unbelievable film, and we've been there ever since. And, you know, it's been great. I mean, it's been, you know, COVID wasn't the best thing for anybody with a store, but we, you know.
People still got dressed.
People still got dressed.
And still bought fashion.
Yes.
Now, you know, let's talk a little bit about your clientele. That you have had the most beautiful women, the most fashionable women, the most famous women in the world come through those doors into your salon.
Movies and Broadway.
Who's you can't say who your favorite is.
The most perfect one out of all the major celebrities and you're going to say, oh, yes, I can see that, was Meryl Streep.
Ah, how great.
Because
her elegance.
She's
for a movie or for life?
I know, both, but I did in The Devil Wears Prada, all of the main coats were my coats. That famous coat when she walks in and plays the editor of the magazine and throws that coat down.
Editor of Vogue magazine, everyone. Yep.
We did all those coats for her. And she wrote a beautiful note and thanked me. And we've dressed J-Lo. We've dressed Joan Collins. We've dressed Elizabeth Taylor. Natalie Cole. I mean, I can't even. It goes on and on and on.
And they all know you. They all call you Dennis. Yeah. They all love you. They love the clothes that you've made for them. I mean, you've had an incredible, incredible design career. So Dennis, the other day, 2 days ago, had a most elegant lunch for about, how many people were there? 70?
66.
Yeah, 66 people.
Women.
All women. All women. He calls them girls. And they ranged in age from like 90 all the way down to probably
30.
19.
Yeah, 19 or 25. We had a full, we do not discriminate.
And everyone came dressed to the T's, the nines.
The nines.
What do you call it? Dressed to the nines?
Dressed
to the nines. Boots, no boots, spike heels, flats,
jewelry, like crazy,
furs.
Furs, glamour.
Everybody had a little fur something on in honor of Dennis Basso, who is, I didn't say that in my introduction, but he's also known for some very extraordinary fur designs, beautiful coats, scarves, jackets, blankets.
Blankets have been so popular. Both.
And not only real fur, because that was, we'll talk about the fur problem, but also artificial fur.
Well, you know, I've been on QVC as you have, in the past 20, this was my 29th year. And we've had a very successful business there, reaching
millions
of women.
Yes.
I mean, what a great thrill to be able to do that.
Oh, wave to that lady out there. Look at her. She knows who you are.
Being able to do that. How great is that? And we just did a faux fur blanket where we sold, I mean, maybe 60 or 70,000.
You told me the day after you told me you had sold 70,000 fake fur blankets.
And good-looking ones.
And those, of course, all your blankets.
I forgot yours. Okay,
I know.
I'll get that
to you. You said you'd bring me a fake fur blanket.
I will, baby.
Okay.
And then we'll cuddle under it.
Okay.
I have to do special delivery to Bedford.
Okay.
Watch out.
Okay.
Give everybody off that night. Oh, boy, am I getting bad.
Oh, boy, is he bad. But let's get back to your first sketch. It was a wedding dress?
It was a wedding dress, and I thought—
Had you gone to a wedding by 7?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, so we're Italian-American, and they've been known, the Italian-American parents, to take their kids to a wedding or a funeral wake. You know,
right.
We were very exposed, and I had a lot of—I'm the youngest of first cousins. My first cousins go from my age, which is whatever, way up. So when I was 7, there was a group that was in their 20s, and they were getting married.
Getting married.
And I saw loving, beautiful things. I saw all these brides.
So, but what made you think at 7?
At 7.
That a dress could cost $500,000.
That's what we can't figure out. And I even asked my cousins who were older, they said, you always had a very big vision. And when people see, and I knock wood and thank God every day about the wonderful success, which I'm telling everyone out there, success only comes with a lot of hard work. As who knows better than you, we're working all the time.
We work.
We work.
Night and day and weekends.
And that's what it's, so I think I just wanted to do something special, but that price, and then there's the comma, and somebody had to put the comma. I can't imagine that I knew where the comma went.
You might have.
Maybe, I don't know.
You might have, you were.
The teacher wrote, so just which is apropos to that, the teacher 10 years ago sent me this letter. How many students do you think, since 1961, how many students did she have that she, like, remembered me and wrote this letter?
Isn't that nice?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mrs. Creed.
Yeah. Well, you're like me. Miss Wire, who's my third grade teacher, came on my show. I invited my teachers on my daily television show.
How fabulous is that?
And the ones we could find, you know, some had passed away, but the ones who were alive all came to my show. And it was so much fun to see them because I loved my teachers. Did you love your teachers?
Oh, yeah. And I was, yes, I was all about, you know, happy to raise my hand. And,
yes. You were
I liked
a good student.
Pet role.
You were a good student and you understood the value of a good teacher.
Yes. You know, I mean, I loved it. I loved school. I mean, school, I like to go out. In my mind, I viewed school
as going out.
As going out.
Me too.
So, right. It was like, you know, I mean, it was like, you know, the greatest thing.
Get away from the daily chores.
Uh-huh.
See, you were only child. You're lucky. I was the second eldest of 6. So I had chores from the minute I got up in the morning till the minute I went to bed at night.
So
you are one of the most disciplined people I have ever met. Really?
Yes,
and
focused.
What I like about people like you, I also put in that same category. I put people like Stephen Sills. I put Christopher Spitz Miller, who makes laughs.
Oh,
but he is a disciplined human being, and they are also very industrious. I use the word industrious to apply to people like you who have worked, started their own businesses, been very successful, and remain good friends to many. Also enthusiastic.
I'm not jaded.
That's all right, not jaded. But you live beautifully. You know how to live beautifully. You know how to entertain wonderfully. And you know what? It goes a long way because we all appreciate it tremendously.
Well, I think, you know, for like-minded people like ourselves, entertaining, I mean, 8 for dinner is like having no one for dinner.
Right.
I mean, it's like,
you know. I always say it's just as easy to make a recipe for 6 or 8 than it is for 1. I mean,
100%,
easier.
It's easy.
When I'm home alone, I invite my security guard as well as my driver to come and have dinner with me if they're still around.
We're busy feeding everybody in the house.
Yes,
too,
you have to feed.
It's more fun.
It's very important to have that. You know what it took to get to where you are. And you haven't forgotten the struggles, and you haven't forgotten the journey. And that shows, Dennis, it really does show. Well, you've called your mother and your sister, and her sisters, not your you don't have any sisters, sisters, but your mother and
cousins,
her sisters,
girl.
Stylish. What kind of clothes did they wear? Do you remember what they wore?
Well, yes. I mean, when I think back, it was the end of the 50s, so they were still wearing a lot of dresses, I can remember. I'm going to tell you something. I was taken to have my tonsils out, and I was...
I lived through that.
And I was in the hospital, and my parents came to see me that morning before Dr. Lewin took them out. This is 62 years ago. And I remember my mother walked in, it was in the summer, and she had on a lavender polka dot shirt waist dress.
So you remember.
I mean, I can remember. And now,
before you had your anesthesia.
Right. I remember that dress. I remember seeing that, and I'm thinking. And then we moved from that look right into the 60s, right into the pantsuit. And that was a big look.
Yes.
The pants sort of took over in terms of fashion. And they were tailored, but they were always more than stylish. And they were stylish. They were what I call an old expression. They were always just so. They were just so. There was never a chip nail. There was never anything. It could be 100 degrees. They weren't perspiring. I don't know what it is. They were just very, very meticulous. You know, no eating in the bedroom, no sitting on the bed, no this, no
you
that.
You didn't have plastic slip covers,
no,
did
no,
you?
No.
Okay, good. Oh,
thank God. No,
good.
No, we were okay with that.
Some people on my street had plastic
yes,
slip
covers. Yes, we
knew
some. We had a couple of old relatives that we didn't see too much that had that. Not a good look. Cold in the winter, hot in the summer.
Well, what was nice about your parents, too, is that they not only encouraged your interest in fashion and in design, but they also made sure that you got the appropriate education.
Yes.
Yeah, always, right? Was education important to them?
Yes, they were very important. They wanted me to, you know, when you're an only child, you operate as a little bit of a trio. Very rare that I meet an only child who didn't have an extraordinary relationship with their parents. We were like friends. We would do things, the three of us. It was like our little family.
What'd your dad do?
So my father was in the produce business, importing and exporting was
good business.
Nice, successful. And
yeah. So you went to FIT.
Went to FIT.
And before FIT, where did you study?
So I studied a little bit. I wanted to really be in the theater. So I studied speech and drama for a semester at Catholic University in Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
And that was fun because that is a classic stone, ivy up the wall kind of a university. And I said, well, let me have a little taste of that because, you know, I do like the whole buffet. So let me go check that out. And that really, and I thought, you know, show business is so difficult and sadly a little bit, and I love what I do, I think I would have really shined even better.
You could have been in The Sopranos.
Exactly, maybe. Or any, you know.
Oh, my God.
So I think that I did that, and then that wasn't for me, and came back and went to FIT, and it just clicked for me. And I love this school. It's one of the, you know, they call it the Harvard of fashion around the world. I mean, it is. And I became very, very involved and on all different committees. And Dr. Brown, who's the president whom you've met.
Oh, I've met, sure.
And just about 8 years ago, they gave me a doctorate. And it was really more than honorary because it was for time served. It wasn't like some universities where, you know, I give the tennis court, you give me the doctorate.
Excuse me.
This is not. This is comes from the governor because it's a state university, you know, FIT. It's not, a lot of people think it's privately owned.
No.
And that was great. I mean, I love that school, and that school is so great.
And they do so much good.
Not
only in fashion, but in manufacturing and
photography.
Right. And keeping so many businesses alive in New York City, too.
Yes.
Encouraging.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
So you went to FIT, and when did you graduate?
So I graduated in 1974-ish.
Okay, and then what happened?
Sort of an ish.
Yeah.
Well, I had it. Well, to be honest, I mean, I'm happy to, you know, it's a million years later. I wasn't quite, I needed a few more credits. And they wanted me to go to summer school. And I said, listen, I am not messing my summer up. I'm going to Europe with some friends. I'll come back. Oh, and they said, well, what about the graduation? I said, well, you know what? My parents will kill me if I don't graduate. Can't you just give me a blank diploma?
Oh, gosh.
Yes, negotiated in 1974.
Oh, my gosh.
So I said, I'm carrying the flag. Anyway. So that happened, and then I left, and I...
Never finished?
Well, not really.
He thinks he's talking to the world.
But
they gave you a doctorate.
And so I jumped right. I went right from that BA right to the PhD, okay?
Okay, well, that's great. Dr. Bassa
for the rest of this conversation.
So your first fashion show was about 10 years later at the Regency Hotel.
1983.
So in that 10-year period after your pseudo-graduation, yeah. You bounced around like where?
I worked at Bloomingdale's. I was the creative director in the cosmetic beauty area.
Really?
That was fun.
Oh.
That's when Pierre Michel had just opened up in Bloomingdale's. Bloomingdale's was at the height. The Queen had just visited. And I worked there. And then I worked at a fabric company. And I actually couldn't find myself. The good news is, being an only child, they were helping me out.
Okay, yeah. They were subsidizing your lifestyle.
I was being subsidized, and that was good. I was known to be, I mean, I had my mother's Bloomingdale's credit card, and I lived, my first apartment was a block away from Bloomingdale's. And every once in a while, I'd want to entertain, but I had, like, used up all my cash. I'd go to the gourmet department and use that credit card. And be buying pate and this and that. And so she really realized that. And that ended. That was not good. That was not a good
uh-oh,
moment.
Uh-oh.
But I did that. And then I went, I answered an ad in Women's Wear Daily. And that started my career, basically.
And working for whom?
The ad said, just as important, this is when you had to go into a newspaper to find a job. It said, wanted designer, shipping, sales, production, pattern maker.
Basically running an entire business.
Well, right, but I thought it was the designer position.
Yeah.
I didn't know that the first day at work, he sent me to ship some boxes. So I get this job at his company that was by the name of High Fishman Furs. I thought, well, this is glamorous, and I'm there for. So I just, important part of the story, I go to the interview, and I wanted $450 a week, he asked me, and I'm in an Armani suit, and I'm like, you know, I'm ready to go. I mean, I'm like going to give you everything. I want this job. So he hires me. He says, but you have to do everything. I said, but I want $450. He says, I want to pay $400. I said, I'm going to make a deal. I'm going to work for $400 a month. And at the end of the month or a week? No, a week.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to work for $400 a week. If I'm good, you'll pay me $450. If I'm not good, we'll just part ways and that'll be good. I am designing. I'm rearranging the furniture. I'm going to the deli and buying fake fresh flowers and putting them around. He would come into this big showroom. I had moved the furniture around. He could not believe
how lucky he was.
I was selling coats like crazy.
Fur coats.
Gorgeous black mink coats at that time with a rage. The bookkeeper, who I became friendly with, said, he's crazy about you. The month is up. I go into his office. I said, Mr. Fishman, I just want you to know that tomorrow will be my last day. Your last day? What are you, crazy? He said, I'm going to pay you the $450. I'm going to pay you the $450. You're great. I says, oh, no, if you want me to stay, it's $500.
And?
He gave me the $500.
Okay.
I stayed there.
For how long?
3 years. This is the beginning of Dennis Basso. The third year, I get a phone call from a very close friend of mine who says, do you have a Fox Jacket wholesale? I said, absolutely. Now I know everybody on the fur market. I go to Mr. Fishman. I said, my friend Jimmy wants a Fox Jacket wholesale. He says, we don't give anyone wholesale. Okay. So on the way home, I go to this guy, Bobby, who had a little factory. I said, Bobby, do you have a jacket wholesale? He said, sure, it's a Fox jacket. It's $300 wholesale. Yeah. I take the jacket. I go out to Long Island. I bring it to my friend. My friend loves it. Those jackets were about $1,000 in the store. She gives me the $300. The next morning, on the way to work, I go pay Bobby. Bobby says, great. Next day, the phone rings. All landline. No phones.
Of course.
You know, her sister-in-law wants the same jacket, but you don't have to charge her that little.
Oh, good.
Light bulb. I go. I bring her the jacket. I charge her $350. Now I keep $50.
So you made $50. Yep.
8 months later, I'm going to Short Hills, New Jersey, Alpine, Greenwich, Connecticut.
Well, the natural salesman came out.
I was rent. Everybody in the market knew. Give Basso the coats. He's having like Tupperware parties. This is the God's honest truth.
I was
doing three fur parties, and then I hit the jackpot. These women in Short Hills came. They said, we only want to see mink coats. The mink coats were wholesale at the time, $1,500. They were about 5,000-6,000 in a store.
Oh, yeah.
And I went there and sold 8 mink coats and made $8,000. This is 1983.
Oh, great.
I went to Puerto Rico for the weekend with some friends.
Oh, he fired you?
Well, he calls me in his office and he said,
what are you doing?
You're stealing. I said, stealing? At that point, I was like the number one. I was the king there. He said, you're taking sales. I said, you didn't want to give me wholesale. We could have done. He says, pack up your desk. You're out. I go to I had another fur party that night. I go in. I said to him, he says, you know, I have a little studio here in the front. Why don't you rent it? Go into your own business. Here we are, 39 years later.
What street was that?
The 7th Avenue, 305 7th Avenue. I remember like it was yesterday.
Wow.
I had my first fashion show. Ivana Trump came. She came the next morning after the show and bought 7 coats. She was 32 years old.
Wow.
The funny story.
Oh, that is so amazing. You did it. You were entrepreneurial. And on top of being a good designer, on top of being a really good salesman, the entrepreneurial initiative appeared. And here's Dennis Basso starting his own store. But it was a full store. I mean, you designed, you made, you manufactured, you sold, you developed a clientele.
I could ship the best box.
Yeah.
I could wrap a box with no problem today. No, it was great. I mean, when young people, and I've spoken at FIT, I tell everyone, remember, every day isn't Christmas. You have your good days, your bad days. You have to be focused. You can't give up. You can't take no for an answer.
And fur is seasonal.
It's seasonal, but that's why we went into, we do all those beautiful, well, look at that gorgeous lace coat I made you.
Oh.
Martha helped me finale my show when I came down the runway
just a few months ago. That's right.
Yes. She came down the runway, she gave me a beautiful bouquet. I took her by the arm, and we did the walk in the brand new ballroom of the Pierre Hotel.
I mean, so
the
great
clothes are a big part of everything now.
Yeah, so you became overnight a success.
A little bit.
On 7th Avenue.
Yes.
And but when did you start designing other things? It was first fur.
I went into clothing maybe 15 to 20 years ago. Because I was always designing the things to be worn under the coat. So I thought, well, why aren't I making these for the clients?
Right.
And then it developed and kept going.
So you've been now designing for how many years?
40 years. Next year, 83. 2083 will be 40 years.
We have a lot of landmarks together. This is my 40th year of being, I wrote my first book 40 years ago.
Like
2 days ago was the birthday of my first book. So that I consider that the beginning of my career.
Yes, of course.
In lifestyle. And here you are designing furs and fashion 40 years ago.
40 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. It's gone by, you know.
And we're both from New Jersey, by the way, everyone.
We are.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all 6 delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
So, you have a big philosophy about dressing and dressing correctly. I know that your clientele really goes to you for advice about what to wear to what. And what to and how to put it together. So you're not only a designer, you're also kind of a stylist to some of the most beautiful and exquisite women in the world.
You know,
how did that happen?
I think that's like natural. I think that's who I am. I mean, I just know it even as a child. I mean, I was busy doing this with my mother, and she's like listening to a 9-year-old. I think it was something, you know, how like a 9-year-old could sit down and play the piano like Chopin, and they're like,
no, this. But moms should listen to their kids because their kids have a different perspective.
Yes, and they knew that it was very natural. And even just 2 hours ago, to protect people's privacy, a very, very important woman who could have anything in the world just came to this afternoon to have some fittings, and she's going to wear this fabulous jumpsuit with feathers and on a big Christmas party in Palm Beach. And she said, so what should I said, you need to take. She has a huge diamond swan pin from Graff. And I said, you pin that right in the middle of the bow that's at your waist. She said, oh my God. I said, but you can't wear any bracelets. And maybe just earrings and just keep it. Not just, but. And so that's part of.
Well, I'm going to be combing the pictures from Palm Beach.
Yeah, exactly.
To see who's wearing that swan pin. How great.
So, I mean, I think it's part of, you know, I mean, it's something that I love. And the other thing I love, as you know, is the home. I mean, I love that the most.
Well, Dennis has one of the most exquisite homes in Southampton, Long Island. I've had the pleasure of having dinner there a couple times. But not only the home, it's the home, the garden, the table, the collections of tableware that you own. And he is very proud of the tables he sets. So it really is amazing, but you really do take it. You take it from high fashion to table fashion.
It's the more than interesting, you being the queen of home, it is the only thing that transports me to another place. When I'm setting the table and getting ready, I think of nothing else. When I'm designing, I'm thinking, are they going to like it? Who's going to wear it? Can this be worn by a curvy girl? Can this be worn by a petite girl? There's always a second thing going on. But when you're in my house or in our apartment in New York, I'm just having a good time creating. And it's an obsession, actually. I mean, we have a lot of stuff. You've been there, you've seen it.
Yes.
You've never eaten on with the same fork and the same plate once in all those dinners.
Amazing.
Yes, it's part of it's a hobby, actually.
But that's nice. It is a hobby, but it's also a lifestyle.
Yes.
And you've created a lifestyle that so many people want to emulate.
Yes, and that's work. As you know, it's never easy. Listen, who entertains better than you? You know, to make it good, to make it pretty, you need, even with people helping you, it's still work.
It is. You have to think.
You have to think.
Yep. And,
right.
And have an archive.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you call it your archive?
Yes, of course.
Your library
of
things to set a table. Are you selling things in the home area now on QVC?
Yes, some things, but mostly in the faux fur blankets and the little teddy bears. And I did some Christmas ornaments and we did some dishes. You know, a few items here and there, but the strength is things that I've done with the faux fur.
But back to fashion, because I don't want to end that discussion. As we head into this new year, 2 years ago, COVID began.
Yeah.
Now we're kind of out of it. We're still a little worried. Many people are looking to approach their wardrobes in a different way. What do you see? What trends are you seeing as designer to the stars?
So here's what I think. I think we've come out of it wanting to be stylish. People want to get dressed up again. People are focused on that. But people don't want to give the comfort up.
Oh.
So there's a little bit. So apropos to the luncheon we had the other day, at another given time, everyone would have really come in some sort of a suit.
Okay.
A lady suit, a skirt suit. That look, a little tight, a little pushed in. Now, people were wearing beautiful pants and cashmere sweaters, beautiful, dressed up. But I think we've revisited how we dress and how we look. I mean, if we just, let's just jump back 20 years. Today, if I was coming here, I would only have been probably coming to do this in a dark suit and a white shirt and a tie. And I'm all dressed up.
Yeah,
but you
look good. He has a black turtleneck on and a beautiful scarf and a lovely checkered jacket.
Yes, I mean,
tailored beautifully.
I'm all dressed up, but we've taken it, and you too, you're in a cashmere pant and top that, you know.
I'm in a sweatsuit by Laura Piano.
Well, hello, what is that? Okay. Right?
But I had a lot of meetings this morning. I apologize. I have to get dressed for a Christmas party tonight.
No, but this
you'll like what I'm wearing. I'm wearing sequin pants, gold sequin pants, and a bright red jacket.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
But if you wanted to go tonight with this,
I could.
And you put on your big Baroque pearls, a small bag.
I could go.
You could go. And nobody would think that you aren't dressed.
That's
right?
True.
Ankle boot. I mean, with a heel. That's what's changed.
But
that's what's changed in fashion, Martha, that we're able to do things that really weren't acceptable before.
So what's your current trend obsession in design? What are you designing that's accommodating women like us?
Because Dennis Basser was known for occasion clothes, so what you're wearing today, you don't need to come to Dennis Basso to buy that, because they're doing, Laura Piana and Brunello Cucinelli, they're doing it the best.
Yeah.
You come to me for the sequin pants.
Yes, I do.
Right. So I'm just saying, I've stayed. People, I think today, you need to stay in your lane, so to speak, of what you do best. You can't do everything best. You're not going to go have heart surgery by a hip doctor. You want to stay You want to stay in your lane and slowly branch out to things that feel like something to you.
Yes, you do.
But people want to be dressed again.
So you've been on QVC for how many years?
29 years.
29 years. You're the longest performer, longest...
one of them.
Yeah.
There's a few others.
Yeah, who've been not only entertaining, but selling to a vast audience on QVC. That was the first really televised shopping network in America. And it's still going strong. And your business is still going strong. Are you doing it from home or did you go down to Westchester?
So we're doing it from home, but I'm doing it from home later on and tomorrow, but Saturday.
You're going down to Westchester?
I've been there 5 times already.
Oh, you have? Yes, I haven't been back yet. But QVC, we really do enjoy your performances there because it is a performance. You are the penultimate salesperson.
It goes to 100 million homes. I mean, it's unbelievable when you think about the exposure. It's been so much fun. I remember actually December 4th was my 29th year.
Amazing.
That is a lot of TV.
And QVC honored you with a documentary.
Yes. If you go to QVC, HSN,
/Dennis Basso.
You could see that documentary. It's done quite well.
I thought they did a beautiful job.
Yes.
And it really does show the highlights of your career, the funny moments. Right.
They show Lake Opaca.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they show the sketch.
Yep. It's so great. And everybody knows Dennis by his name, Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis, right. There aren't so many Dennis. The only other Dennis people know is Dennis the Menace. That was always the thing.
And he's also Dennis the Menace.
Yeah. I'm a little Dennis, though.
So
the fun people.
What's the best thing you ever designed, you think? What's the one item of clothing that you would hold up and say, I am really proud of this item?
So it was two things. Two different things. I did a golden sable coat to the floor.
Oh.
And 25 years ago, Ivana Trump closed the fashion show wearing that. It was just over the top.
Wow.
And the king of Saudi Arabia bought it.
He bought it for his wife?
I don't know who was going to Switzerland.
Somebody.
It was quite over the top.
Wow.
And the other thing, which I sort of loved, in the movie Chicago, the finale number with Catherine Zeta-Jones and Renee Zellweger, they do some big razzmatazz number. And we did these big white capes trimmed in white fox. It was so Broadway, so Hollywood.
They
were two fun things.
That movie I loved. I loved Catherine Zeta-Jones. I went to her wedding to Michael Douglas. Did you do anything for her wedding?
No, but I remember, wasn't it in the Bahamas?
They got married in New York at the Plaza Hotel. Yeah, that was funny. I sat with Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a fun table. We had so, and Russell Crowe sat at our table. I loved Russell Crowe.
Yes, I'll tell you another about celebrity people. Star Jones, when she got married the first time, she had a huge wedding at St. Bartholomew and then the Waldorf, and she said to me, I'm going to sit you with some people that you don't know, but you're going to thank me. We go to the wedding, we go to the table, and I'm seated with Mr. and Mrs. Denzel Washington.
Oh, wow.
Mr. and Mrs. Samuel Jackson.
Oh, wow. Big time movie stars.
And they knew that I had done a white mink coat for Star's wedding. This was on a Saturday. The store was open on a Sunday. The next morning, all those girls were waiting at my store for me.
Great.
And they have been.
And their husbands have hated you ever since.
Hate me. We have become such close friends. They are so great. But I'll tell you, I was at a party in Southampton once, and a friend of mine who was a client, his wife, is talking to a man, and the man says to my friend, who's that fella talking to my wife? And my friend said to this gentleman, that conversation is going to cost you about $50,000. Funny.
Well, you've been such a good mentor to other fashionistas, people who are interested in fashion. What one piece of advice would you give to a young student at FIT today to encourage them to either continue or discontinue their education in fashion?
No, I think you have to be, I think the education is the most important part, to learn the techniques of what's going to come forward and how it's done. But you have to taste it. You have to feel it. It's like you could go to become a doctor. If you're not interested in the human body and the science, no matter how much you study, I don't know how good of a doctor you're going to be, or an attorney, or no matter what that field is. So I think if you have that nose for it, don't give up. But as Martha and I just said, it's hard work. Nothing is easy. You need to be focused and work on it. And don't necessarily take no from an answer. When a door is shut, sometimes a window opens.
Yep.
And you need to be focused. It's all about being focused. And don't be afraid to work. You're working in a company and you're giving them their all, the people that could help you are noticed. Know what you're doing.
Well, Dennis Basso has a great future still ahead of him. A dear friend of mine, Dominique Bluthorn, recently had to go to a family wedding in the Dominican Republic.
Yes, yes.
And she was frantically looking for 3 evening gowns. Right. She went everywhere in New York looking for these evening gowns. And then a friend told her, you should really go to Dennis Basso. Dominique has a very slender, beautiful figure.
Yes,
She went to your shop and found 3 dresses in 1 hour, which is unheard
of. Yeah, that's unheard of.
Unheard of for Dominique, by the way. But boy, does she love those dresses, and she loves how she looks in those dresses and feels in those dresses. So I think that Dennis Basso knows, he has his finger on the pulse of American fashion.
Oh,
you really do.
Thank you so much.
And you also have your finger on what people like.
Well, I think that's so important. You have to get a sense. It's all about the sense, yeah, also, to sort of know what's right for that person.
Yeah.
You only want them to have something great from you.
But not just that person, but the public in general.
Yes, the public in general.
I think you have that real good intuition that so many other people are lacking. And you can sort of trust Dennis Basso. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you, Dennis. And there's so much more to talk about.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll have a repeat visit maybe next spring or summer.
Come on, that would be
fun. To find out more about Dennis, please visit his website at dennisbasso.com or follow him on Instagram at Dennis Basso, BASSO. We'll see you soon.
I love you. This was great. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all 6 delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.